Welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show. Redemption After Show, I always forget that. Episode 6, Hostages.
Lots. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
That's a good song, man.
I mean, it's a good song. This is actually...
I can listen to it all day.
Yeah. Welcome to the Blacklist Redemption After Buzz After Show. We're listening to a little Found a Child by Ball and Jack. Thought it was Bust a Move, Young MC, but they do a little thing called sampling in hip-hop. And this is a thing that they sampled, used in this episode of Hostages, in a daring rescue scene that I love very much. I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Julia Carely. Hi,
Hello.
Julia.
Hello. Hi, Brazzy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I do love the song. So, Redemption. This shit is heating up.
I like it.
I like the show now.
I like the show now.
I went from being on the fence to, like, I like the characters, what are they doing, to, like, oh, I love this show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in one episode. How'd they do that?
Not just one episode. I mean, they've had a couple really cool episodes.
They've been building up to something.
But, you know, we're only 6 episodes in, and I think the track record is speaking for itself for the most part.
I'll put it to you like this. There are three... I mean, it's been building up to something. This is the episode where I feel like the show has reached its full potential. Where it's realized, like, oh, this is what this is.
This is what it is. Absolutely, I agree.
And it did all the things that it's supposed to be doing. It did it well. Finally did it well in all cylinders.
Absolutely.
I feel like that. Because we've got the characters. You know, Scotty's interesting, and they're all interesting. And, you know, Solomon and Tom, and they're all interesting as separate parts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add in, you know, Howard, and that's interesting. And then they're doing heist and missions and through Halcyon, and that's interesting. But it kind of was all floating. It's loosely connected to the Blacklist. They're all kind of floating out there as, like, separate parts.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is where it all kind of gelled as to what the show's going to be.
It's becoming a thing. I'm
in.
It's fun. There's intrigue. There's heists. There's spies. There's crackerjack fun plots.
Crackerjack fun plots. So let's get into that plot. Because today, it was called Hostages. I really like the idea of... You know, having Halcyon as a sort of
Halcyon.
Halcyon, thank you.
What's Halcyon?
Halcyon, something I'm making
up. What's
that?
Out. Okay.
It's a new pharmaceutical drug.
Oh, cool. It sounds like it.
The pharmaceutical company that develops. Anyway, Halcyon.
Yes, Halcyon.
Okay, thank you. I like the backdrop of Halcyon being... Oh, and I should say hello to all of you guys joining us on YouTube Live right now. I don't have my computer with
computer.
Me.
Computer? This is weird.
Actually, my computer's... I lost. Oh, are we put up on the board? Thank you.
Oh, that's perfect.
There we are. I lost my computer, actually.
You lost it?
Yeah, I got stolen.
Actually lost your computer?
It's gone forever.
I feel like the thing is handcuffed to your wrist.
No, I know. The one time I unhandcuffed it, it's gone.
Oh, no.
All my secrets are out there in the wind.
Oh, for real? You lost your computer?
The knock list is in the wind.
That sucks.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I need Tom Cruise. The knock list
is in the wind.
Or Halcyon to recover.
Halcyon, help us out.
Recover my laptop. But thank you for all those who joined us live. Right this very second, Cassandra Sellers and all the rest of you folks. I can see a little bit of you. Andrew Martin, of course, Golden Toe, the whole gang. Hello, folks.
Oh, no, Joby's computer.
I know, sorry. It's a bummer.
Well, at least we have you.
It's in the wind. But thank you, and all of you listening on iTunes, thank you as well. Yeah, man, so Hostages is where this started.
Yes.
And this next episode, and it started with the abduction of a nice little family. A sweet little family, a nice mother and father, and a, you know, plucky, precocious little boy.
He was a precocious little, plucky, impish child, wasn't he?
Impish boy, a bodyguard and a driver, and I knew it was going to go wrong, mainly because the episode was called Hostages.
Well, yes, but, that was the first indication.
But it looked like
that helps.
Something was going to go wrong.
Something was going to go amiss.
Especially when, and here's the thing, if you're driving down the road and you see the thing on fire...
We don't investigate.
I just
we just
gas.
Call 911 and drive around it.
I hit the gas, especially if I'm someone that needs protection.
Yeah.
If I've got a guard.
And you're in the middle of effing nowhere.
Hold on. Let's check this out.
Yeah.
You're fired already.
Keep going.
Guard's fired.
Yes.
Anyway. But he does. He gets out. He checks it out.
I know.
And sure enough, pop, he's gone. They got in and took care of everything.
I'm thinking about how devastated this child must be and how much therapy he's going to need after this.
This kid's seen a lot.
He's seen a lot of shit in his 9 years.
Well, he's got but he had the wherewithal and the
gumption.
The gumption. to snatch the phone.
Yes.
In a very you know, it's
it
also
a, it was a good move.
Mom, not now, Johnny. But mom.
Mom.
Nope. There's no time for whatever you got to do. But I have the man's phone. That was the corniest of the
It was corny, but
ever.
Super fun. Will that help?
Yes. Terrible. I can't, I can't do my voice. But yeah, will that help?
But mom.
Well, this, I can't do it. Anyway.
Does that help?
Yeah. Well, we might have a chance, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, Dumont, I think we might have a way in.
Quick thinking, kid.
Click. Anyway, so yeah. So
we can play this game all day.
It's fun. We just reenact the whole episode.
Yes, we can.
All right. So the kidnapping happens. Out emerges.
Can I ask? Go on.
No, tell me. Ask a question.
Well, out emerges what you're going to say, right, is Rocha, right?
Yeah.
What is it? I've never heard this phrase before. Mm-hmm. Do what I say, or I'm going to turn you into a pair of shoes.
I don't know. I love it.
I don't know what that means.
Don't know what it means either, but I love it.
I've never heard that in all of the spy mystery kidnapping things I've watched.
Does it mean like he shoots them and they fly out of their shoes like the old comic westerns and the shoes are left? Does it mean
it's
that?
Like I'm going to turn you into a pair of shoes.
Like leather. Like you do like a cattle. You slaughter them and you make the boots.
Oh.
Like someone say, I'll turn you into a jacket. No, no one says that.
No one says I'll turn you into a pair of shoes either.
All right, well.
I'm sorry. That's like my first note. I was like, huh?
That's what makes it so cool.
Okay.
All right, so.
All right.
He says that, and what's my man's name again?
Rocha.
Rocha's cool. He was a cool villain. Cool. He's got the suit. He came out. He's former Brazilian intelligence.
Yep.
From Brazilian intelligence. I believed every last bit of what he was doing.
Diego Rocha. There it is.
Diego Rocha.
That's good name.
Good name and a good villain. Solid. Did he die?
No.
Good. I liked him.
But he got captured.
I know. That's good. But he's a good character.
He was great.
I mean, look at Solomon. He was a bad guy doing a bunch of bad shit.
Favorite of all time.
Now he's, you know, I guess he's still doing a bunch of bad shit. But
he's still doing a bunch of shit.
So that's great. So Rocha comes out. I like that he's well-dressed. I like that he's got the nice tie and everything else.
Well, he ought to be. This is big business dealings.
Right. Also, I was also wondering, why is he actually out there on the kidnap?
It puts the lotion in the basket, golden toe. There you go. Human skin shoes.
No!
Gross!
I wonder, speaking of who puts lotion in the basket, in our other show, Bates Motel.
Well, let's not digress. We don't have too much time.
We don't. All right. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, why does he show up? Why doesn't he have his goons go do that while he shows up somewhere else?
Well, I think he needs to make the impression. He needs to make it known who he is, what they're dealing with, who they're dealing with.
Right.
Because he's the one who instills the fear.
Yeah.
And he's the one who has no qualms about shooting some guy in the head that he was supposed to turn over to you.
No qualms.
Yeah, no qualms.
I like the word qualms, by the way.
Thank you.
And I like it when someone's qualmless.
Qualmless?
Yes.
And filled with gumption?
Filled with gumption. Qualmless and full of gumption. All right, so what was I going to say? The other thing I'm fascinated with is the hostage recovery business, what they call them? HRT, hostage recovery team. The insurance companies that go in and they recover these.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing. It was a thing in that movie with Meg Ryan and Russell Crowe.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah. It's a thing. Like, you go in and there's places where people are kidnapped all the time. You bring in the insurance team. Usually they have someone that works with the team. You know, insurance company, they have a bunch of mercenaries that work with them. In this case, it's Halcyon. In that one case, it was Russell Crowe. I love that. I love the idea of that.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea, too.
Yeah. We're experts. We come in. We pay the ransoms. We recover stuff.
Yeah.
I love the idea of that. So,
no, I thought it was really cool.
But I like that they got Halcyon on board. And I don't know. Did you knew there was something wrong with my man from the start? This is beginning to be a bit Scooby-Doo-ish, though, isn't it?
Because yeah,
like, the Blacklist Redemption has already had like four of these, where it's like
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
It's like six episodes. One man, one criticism. Six episodes, and I'm a blacklister, but they always have some guy who's your friend, mm-hmm. and then like, oh, I'm the guy going to set this whole thing up. Actually, I'm the villain. I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids and your dumb dog.
And then you take off and your dumb dog, and then you rip off your Tom. Mask.
Yeah,
it's so, all right. It hasn't gotten old for me
proof
yet.
Of life. That's proof of life. That's it. Thank you.
And then she left Dennis Quaid.
Yes,
for Russell Crowe.
Did she?
Yeah.
Then she got much plastic surgery.
So much.
Too much.
She used to be so cute.
She used to be adorable.
I know, America's sweetheart.
I know. People get old. All right, we digress.
We're not focusing today.
No, we're not.
Sorry, guys.
We're sorry. Okay, back to the Blacklist Redemption. So Halcyon comes in. Oh wait, my question to you is: Did you now think this guy is shady, or did you not?
I mean, only because I recognize the actor. It's just like on Law and Order SVU, which I watch religiously. Every time it's like a guest star and I recognize and I was like, oh, you're probably the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
hey, I'm just conditioned
that way because I watch so much television.
Right. It's like a well-known character actor. I'm like, I'm just here cleaning the floor.
You're
like, no, you're not. You're a big time actor. Yeah. But
that's the only reason. But I wasn't tipped off from the beginning.
Okay. All right. Well, I had some like, but I didn't really think of how. I really liked the way this episode was laid out and was constructed because they do a lot of misdirection and a lot of sort of plot twists. Like the introduction of, you have to release this prisoner we want.
Carlos Quintana.
But he's not on the records at all because.
Because he's not there.
He's
supposed
there.
To be in FBI custody, but the warden won't even let Halcyon talk to them, which is weird.
Because
they can do whatever they want, because she's Scotty Hargrave.
Yep.
But not this time.
And Scotty came in and pulled a favor and said, look, what's really going on, to talk to her girl.
Yep.
And
then we find out.
He flipped. He's an informant.
He was an informant. He wanted out.
I liked all that.
I liked that a lot.
That was very cool. Yeah. So then they'd go and talk to him and convince him to do the thing.
And also, like, made me feel for Diego Rocha a little bit. Like, because I really thought that he, you know, I went back and forth thinking, does he know he's an informant? And that's why he wants him back. But he didn't know.
Didn't know
the
all.
Whole time. He didn't know until the end.
Right. I did like, so then going back, but Diego,
he wanted his son back.
I like the idea. This is what, so, you know, Diego's known for the double cross and the weird stuff. And, you know, he's like, what did Scotty say? She dealt them once and. Did you get him back? She's like, most of
pieces
them.
Of, yeah,
pieces
most of them.
Whatever. Like, that's not very good for business if you're known for like not giving back your hostages.
Yeah, I know. But I guess it didn't matter because he was working with the insurance guy anyway.
Exactly.
So whatever. He could do whatever.
I did like when they said.
But it also makes people take you really seriously because he was shooting and killing people that are kind of expendable anyway. Like the driver.
Right.
He's not going to give that driver up. He's just going to show, like, this is how badass I am. Oh, you think you want him back? Or you want him back? You didn't say alive. Bang, bang.
Yeah, he's just a driver. He's not really a bodyguard.
You don't care, but I have no issues with shooting the family.
Some might say no qualms.
No qualms. I almost said qualms, but I didn't want to give you the satisfaction.
It's all right. So, but I did like, so they sent Tom and old Solomon in mm-hmm. to go check this thing out. I like that. I like that when they came in. Again, can't say enough about Tom and Solomon, the two-man all team day. Doing stuff.
All day. That's all great. I want.
They send them a good cop, bad cop, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want one person. Solomon's not having it, pulls a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And if I drop this cigarette, they die. That's cool. I love that stuff, too.
I love
the idea of, like, you know, if I fart, the guy dies. I don't know why. If I raise my hand, I don't know why I went to fart. Anyway, I like
you're a 12-year-old boy.
But it reminds me of like good old school, like Tinker Tailor Soldier spy
yeah,
movie. Like
it's fun.
It's like if I drop this cigarette, mm-hmm. like, I love that. So they believed him, and Tom went.
And a little dart to the chest.
Dart to the chest.
I don't think that was necessary.
It's a little unnecessary, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Can you put a bag over his head?
Anything?
Like or
dart to the chest?
Like it'll so
put down
like,
an elephant.
Like. Gotcha. You're like, a little dramatic. But Tom was already on board. He's already coming.
Yeah. I just thought it was just a little over the top.
A little blindfold.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
He's polite. He would have put it on himself at that.
Darts him. He gets to the guy. Says he wants back the thing. He said, we already went over this. He said, you know, we'll give you back this guy in good faith. Tom's like, don't worry about it. He's going to be okay. At that moment, I knew he was dead. Bam. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's dead. He reports back. Who else is there?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Howdy from across the pond.
There you are.
Love you guys.
All right. Anyway, so they went back to report to Scotty. This is what they're going to do, the insurance guys. That's when they didn't find out about the
Katara,
guy.
That he's actually an FBI informant, but they can't find him.
They can't find him.
Yes, and Diego Rocha is not having it. It gives him 4 hours to find him.
Exactly.
But
so
he's in deep cover.
Deep, deep, deep cover. They do find him. They do have that lovely exchange about, you know, with this, we need you to help. This is why the wife and the baby come out.
Mm-hmm.
And Solomon has two or three great lines. The first great line he had before that was, don't you want to do things to help people? Because I love to help people for a price.
For a price.
Yeah.
Not everyone is a mercenary, Solomon.
Not everyone's a mercenary. Some people want to help people. I want to help people too for a price. That's great.
His other great line was, Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
You married up?
Solomon.
God, he's so good.
One-liners everywhere. So she, they started with two. Mm. She talked about the $4 million.
Yeah.
They say yes. He takes him in. He wants to wear a wire. They bring him in to wear
a
wire.
Nez wants to wear a wire.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to
wear a wire. Turns out he shouldn't have worn the wire, but it didn't matter. He's blown anyway.
Yeah, once they found out he was an informant, it was over for him.
So anyway, they wire him up. They go to make the drop. Seems like a routine exchange.
Mm-hmm.
But they clear Nez and Solomon. And by the way, I don't know much about much, but if you have two snipers, are they side by side?
I don't know.
You know?
I know. Just spread out a little bit. Spread your wings.
Yeah, one's here, one's over there.
Yeah,
cover two
there's
positions.
A lot of surface area to cover. This guy is a trained operative.
You don't need two snipers if you're in one position.
I guess you do.
I guess it's firepower, extra firepower, I guess.
I guess you do.
All right, so they do that. He says, call off your snipers in the hill. Mm. He does. They make the exchange, which is cool. Little precocious boy steals the phone.
The moth! Does this help?
I think it does. They find him. They go off. Dumont can then start to, use that phone to trace Dude. Once they realize, of course, Dumont, which I'm going to get to. By the way, we're going to get to the other B storyline separately.
Yeah.
I just want to get through this. So they then take the guy and they don't kill him. They go to torture him.
Yeah.
And I don't like torture scenes.
I love torture scenes.
Oh, no.
I love torture scenes.
But I do like I like when the torturer talks a lot about what he's going to do.
I watch it all day. It reminds me of our Hannibal days.
Yeah.
Love that stuff.
But like very poetic, you know. Some say in ancient cultures, they use the whatever, you know. You know, when one's slaughtering a cow. Like, all that stuff. You know, that the long exposition about what they're about to do.
And I love when someone's, like, hanging from the rafters and super-duper exposed. I love like, all the tools coming out.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
I like all of it but I don't want to see the torture. I don't want to see the actual torture.
Oh, I do. I love that stuff.
What is wrong with you,
I like the gore.
Oh, no. Wait, do you like Hostel?
Well, not really, because when I saw it, I had just returned from backpacking in Europe, and I was in Bratislava.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that could have been me!
See? Yeah, I can't.
I can't deal with things that had to do with the Achilles.
Oh.
About, all the other stuff, I'm fine, but...
What about Hostel 2?
Did we see Hostel 2? Is that something that people saw?
I don't know, it's a big thing.
How many are there?
Not to two.
Oh. So I saw the first one.
Two was just all women. He's like torturing women the whole time. I just don't like it.
Oh, no. It's the Achilles heel. When he sliced the Achilles heel
spoiler
of that
alert.
Kid.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, it's all torture.
All right. Anyway. Torture is bad, kids.
Tickle them to death, says Golden Tell.
That's what I say.
That's actually my worst nightmare. I'm very tense.
No torture. Anyway, so he does a thing, but he actually does slice the, not the Achilles, but the other artery down there.
Yeah.
To let him bleed slowly while they do a bunch of torture. And you knew at that moment, right when he's going to do the thing, I'm coming for you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. So I liked that he didn't catch on. I liked that they got the location. That rescue, though, I thought was extremely well done.
Yeah.
The team comes in. They come with the ambiguous piece of tech that no one's ever heard of, but I'll buy it because it's cool. The supersonic ball.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I love it.
That's fun.
Dumont's like, it's a good thing we got the sonic ball. There's no way in. There's 50 guards. You've only three of you, but we have the sonic ball.
We have the sonic ball.
And so.
All is well.
Fine by me. I loved it. she shoots the sonic ball in. Everyone goes nuts. They have the earplug, which which of course knocks out the sonic ball.
That's all it takes.
Everyone's messed.
A little foam in your ears.
They go in. They take everyone out. I loved all that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
They get them all out. But what I don't understand is they get everyone but the two guys they came to get. They leave insurance guy and what's his name?
Burton was the insurance guy and no. Diego Rocha.
Yeah, they leave Burton and Rocha like in there. So they come out just in time for Burton and Rocha to come out and, you know, kill each other. Try to kill Tom and then, boom, he kills Rocha.
I liked that move when, first of all, I liked the reveal that it was the insurance guy all the way, all the time, that he was the one in charge. He was the one running the crew.
That's very clever.
Yeah, and that I liked the idea that there was a deal to share the insurance money. So, of course, he's willing to give up as much money as he possibly can.
Right.
In these instances. So I liked that notion of them working together.
Right.
I thought that was a cool little device.
I also did like the little exchange sort of between Tom and... And Diego, what's my man's name? The prisoner,
Cantara. Yeah. Oh yeah, when they're waiting for the exchange.
You got a baby. I got a baby.
Well, it just they share the same story, you know, taken in by a father figure, raised, and then as soon as they're old enough, put a gun in their hand and have them start hurting people.
Tell me about it, bro.
I mean, if you want to talk about Blacklist redemption, Carlos is the only one so far who has achieved redemption.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I had a gun in my hand. I mean, what a wacky coincidence that is. You know, me too. I had a foster guy, but I've got it in my hand. I've been killing people since I was a kid too.
Oh yeah.
I know it is. Oh, I got a kid too. You're old. Anyway, two sides of the same coin. Let's go. I don't know. I thought that was cool.
I liked it.
I liked it too. I'm making fun of it, but I liked it.
It also just reminded me of, you know, the origin story of where this all came from with the Blacklist and that Spagnus is still back home and Lizzie's still around.
Doing something. Cracking cases.
Cracking cases.
Right. Okay. So they rescue him and all is well.
Well, then there's the cool moment where Rocha killed the insurance agent.
Yeah.
The insurance guy, because he really... My son.
Yeah, my son.
My son in Portuguese.
And we kind of saw that kind of developing as Rocha was watching him being tortured. Yeah. I think Rocha was going to let that happen anyway, but, you know, we'll see. But he couldn't do it.
I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
All right, I want to see Rocha again. Rolling back to the top of the show, when we last saw... Howard, he was being abducted by Solomon, being taken. And so Howard, everyone knows, well, at least Scotty knows, and Solomon knows that Howard's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've taken Howard to a secure location. They've taken him to his hospital where he's under great care. Now walk me through briefly Scotty's sort of feelings and motivation, because when we first see Scotty, she seems so like, oh, Howard, I love you.
Well, before we see that, before we see her with Howard, it was weird. It made me say, as I wrote down here. First of all, how did Howard know that they were coming and had the wherewithal to burn down all his information, his homeland board?
Well, maybe because Tom's like, I'm going to tell Scotty. And so once he's like, don't tell Scotty. I'm going to tell Scotty.
Oh, and that's why he did it?
He's like, I got to start burning shit down.
Okay. Fair enough. I didn't think about that. So we see Scotty in the apartment with all the burned down stuff with Solomon, and she is steely as can be.
Steely.
But then immediately the next scene, she's like, oh, Howard, you're alive. Thought I lost you.
What did she become? What did she become in 1940s? Okay. Anyway.
She was just one step away from being like, Howie! Howie, you're alive!
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is either, but I love it. Okay, so she's steely and she looks at the things where she seems like she is the most sinister, coldest bee ever. And then she sees Howard and she's like, my husband, I know you're doing this for the wrong reasons. I know you think you're just ill.
And he is steely as F, too. He's I'm on to you.
Yeah. Who do you believe?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know. Because we've seen her in intimate moments with Trevor.
Yeah.
And where she's talking about Whitehall. That they had the same... We talked about this a little bit last week. Right, how they have the same story, just different takes on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But then she gets all electrocutie. Come on! I know. Well,
so then she's all like, don't worry, Howard. It's fine. She goes away. Tom's like, I'm... Tom tells Nez.
Tontell's Nez.
Yeah.
Which was a bold move. We don't really know exactly what's going on. And they're a small team.
Which, as predicted by me or one of us or both of us, we predicted that. That Tom will tell Nez and Nez will be... It'll be Tom
team
and
Howard, Team Scotty.
Yeah, we didn't figure that out. So Nez... your Lizzie is very similar to your...
To Scotty.
We only got one impression. Also very similar to the precocious young boy.
Hey, Mom! Does this help?
It's all one impression.
Oh, Howie!
And then Lizzie. There it is.
Okay, all right. Yep, all three. You're right. Watson Key. They are
Watson
all the
Key,
same.
Did you get the distinction there? Yeah. Anyway.
They're subtle, Watson Key.
So they... He tells Nez says, I'm on it. She's going to find out where Howard is. She looks through all the security footage and everything else and all of, I don't know, whatever she does back there behind the scenes that we don't see on camera. She finds out where he is. Mm-hmm. He's like, Tom's like, I'm going in. Bold move. Cameras everywhere. He does it.
He doesn't care.
Goes to bust him out.
Daddy was right. And calls him dad.
And calls him dad. And he's like, oh, he never did that before. And they're almost busted out, but they don't quite make it. Which I like that scene too. That escape was cool. That security guard was on it though. By the way, he was like, "Wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah.
Shut down all this."
Pretty effective.
Pretty on the ball for a security
guard.
Usually, you know, the security guards are like bungling and tripping down stairwells and stuff. But this guy was on the ball,
trying to get the right key.
Yeah, they're fumbling
with the key. I can't get the key.
They're falling down stairwells, getting kicked. But this guy was on the ball.
Yeah.
And then Tom somehow, you know, runs and does that cool jump off.
Oh my
escape.
God, it was so good.
Yeah, like
very Batman-y.
Don't know where he's going. Don't know where he's landing.
That's right. Tom always lands on his feet.
Exactly.
My Tomcat.
My little Tomcat always lands on his feet. Oh God. Okay. Yeah, he did land on his feet. He goes up. So he goes back. Explains the whole thing. There's Scotty. I do like the scene where Scotty comes into the hospital, cool as a cucumber, very pissed off, but also like, that's
it's
okay.
Her fault.
It's my fault.
My fault.
Just give me the security footage. No security footage.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Give me what you can.
Yeah, she's
put it on a flash drive.
That was very well played by Funke Jensen. Mm-hmm. This is reserve. She's got a bunch of anger back there,
yes.
But she's always going to stay cool, calm, and reserved.
Yes.
You know, I like the way she played that, all of that, which
me
is
too.
Fantastic. Got through all that, and then got to Howard, and then just got all electrocuty. So what happened there? She's like,
I mean...
Well, because she's like...
She wants the answer. She wants to know who's working for him.
She's like, I forgave you what I do because of your illness, but now I don't. I know. It's kind of scared me. It was a good nightmare. It scared me because she flipped so fast. But anyway, I didn't work on Howard. Howard doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's a tough cookie.
He's beyond that.
So then she goes and she gets the footage. She has Dumont to check the resolution on the footage. Very reminiscent of one of my favorite movies, No Way Out, with Kevin Costner. Have you seen that one?
Never seen it.
There's a whole plot line where Kevin Costner is accused of being a Russian spy.
Oh.
And he's a naval intelligence officer accused of being a Russian spy.
Oh.
And they're like, the Russian spy's name is, you know, Kosmonov or whatever. And they got a picture of him. But the whole movie, because it's the 80s, the whole movie is spent sort of up-resing this photo.
Up-resing, okay.
Okay, from like pixels to like him. But of course, it takes the entire movie to do. And then, of course, they find out it's him. It's him! And they chase him around the Pentagon. It's great. Oh. I won't tell you what happens at the end. Anyway, that reminded me of No Way Out. Like,
still never seen it.
It looks like
now I don't have to.
Well, no, you have to because I didn't tell you what happens at the end.
Oh, he does.
Also, Gene Hackman.
And Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
I'm in.
Anywho, also Sean Young before she went crazy.
Oh.
Beautiful Sean Young.
She went so crazy.
She went nuts.
She went Batgirl crazy.
Yep.
Catwoman crazy. She went Catwoman crazy.
We digress again.
It's the story of our lives today.
Dumont finds out, gets it up res, finds out it's Tom. She's shocked. She has a job for Solomon, who'll do anything.
He'll do anything for her.
Take it for those legs. Need you to take him out. He goes to do so.
What about her betrayal on her face? Like, the betrayal that she felt when she realized it was Tom. Also, and Dumont being like, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you.
Are you sure you want to know? What is this about? Well, you didn't know what it's about. Because whatever it is, he's like, this person's a sworn enemy of us. He's
yes.
like, there must be some mistake. Because this is my boy Tommy T. It's my boy Tom.
He's only been there, by the way, for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know why she was so heartbroken over it, so bereft.
I don't know. He's Tom. So, nice word, bereft.
You like my words today. Like,
you're really doing it. So bereft. So he goes to Howard, and she saunters in there and does the whole, you know, sort of like, Howard, yeah, I got you all figured out. And mm-hmm. Howard's like, by the way, that scene took way too long. Because, like, as Scotty's giving the whole speech about, I got you covered.
Yeah.
And Howard's like, you don't got me covered.
You're not going to break it down for you.
You're not
going to
give that order. You already have. Well, you better rescind it. Meanwhile, the order's being...
Yes.
Like, he's got his finger on the trigger. Literally. He could have been dead 5 times over.
Yes.
They're going back and forth. Really? Like, why would I? I don't know, but you should. You think I should? Maybe. Meanwhile, Solomon's going to, like, kill him 5 times over. Like, spit it out, Howard. Like, it's your son. Stop the order. It took forever. Thank God, Nez. Thank God, Nez was in front of Tom the whole time. Jesus! Like, come on, everybody.
A stroke of luck.
Anyway, but I did like how they called Tom. I mean, he called Solomon, and Solomon was very much like, I gotta do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Stand down. He's like, copy. I like that scene. And I like when he came around the corner, all calm. Does make you want to put you in the car, say, pull the trigger? I know how you feel, pal. And Solomon, man. He's the best. So now we got ourselves a GD show.
Uh-huh. And Nez is cleaning up her act, P.S.
Nez is cleaning up her act.
Is that the end of her, that storyline?
That was the worst storyline ever.
Like, is that it? Is that over?
It's like they had to give Nez something. Her mysterious little baggie of mysterious whatever it is. Like, here, I'm giving it to you.
This is the hardest part. After the high of the gig.
God. It's all
the
awful.
Mission is complete.
Awful. Awful. I mean, you
gotta
know.
Gotta keep the high.
I don't use a lot of drugs.
Apparently. I don't either, because that's how I think it goes. I gotta keep the high. Is that what it's like?
I don't think that's what it's like. I don't know. I mean, you know. Yeah, anyway. So she takes the baggie. It's all good. They hug it out.
She can't do it alone.
They hug it out. They're gonna. And
Howard, doing it for Howard.
For doing it for Howard. And so there's an alliance there with this.
Yep.
So that's all good stuff. I ask you, Julia.
I do like that she kept on asking Tom, like, what, like, what's your angle? Like, why are you the guy?
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Just get it done.
Do it for Howard.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's go to predictions, actually, because I want to know something. Uh-oh.
Good thing this doesn't
There it is.
Oh.
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
Ryan Ninja Steel. Glad you could join us. Hello.
Hi.
What the hell is going to happen now, Julia?
Is that your question?
That's my question. Oh, what now?
I don't know. We only have 2 episodes left.
How's Scotty going to play this?
I don't know. I did get like the first couple seconds of next week on. Before
I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, I got a couple seconds of it. And it looks like our crossover dreams are going to be coming true.
Lizzie shows up.
Lizzie. It looked like a little bit of Harold.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're so excited.
I'm excited. Lizzie.
That's as far as I got before the whole thing cut out. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next. I can't predict the show at all. Right. But I think maybe Solomon might want to go a little rogue.
Yeah. Well, he's off to the highest bidder. Where's his loyalty? Mm-hmm. They must be paying Solomon a shitload because he's really loyal to Scotty. Oh, no. He explained it. The legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did say, you brought me to Halcyon on your dime. He didn't throw that little.
Well, I don't know. Is Scotty going to, I mean, is, maybe it's a, I don't know what's going to happen with Solomon.
I don't know.
And Whitehall's still out there.
Whitehall's still out there, whatever hell that is.
Someone's pulling the strings on there.
For the finale, I'm going to bring in a bottle of Whitehall wine that I love so much.
Oh, you know what I'm going to bring in? And this also ties in with my prediction. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in a bottle of red. I think that he's going to be in the finale.
Oh!
Bam!
I like it!
Mic drop.
I like
Computer
it!
Computer loss. That's all we got, folks. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much. I know, Flippo. No Flippo.
No Flip.
He's Flip. Anyway. Oh, we still got, yeah, we got the therapist to deal with. You know, Trevor the therapist.
Oh, Trevor the therapist and Kat.
The therapist and Kat.
Trevor slash Dan slash.
Another storyline going Kat. Nowhere, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Whatever.
All right.
I mean, but he could take his shirt off again. That's fine.
Thank you for joining us, folks. We love you very much. On the live chat, thank you for joining us live on YouTube. Thanks for watching. And also on iTunes, thanks for listening. We will be back with two more episodes of The Blacklist Redemption next week and the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
For Julia Carely, I'm Joe Braswell. Where can the people find you?
Twitter and Instagram with my name, Julia Carely, JULIACEARLEY.
Great. And
you, Brazzy Braz?
Me. Oh, at Twitter and Instagram, at Joe K. Braswell. Joe K. Braswell, Twitter and Instagram. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.